I don't mean to sound like a snob, but that man, worrying about his car. You know what I mean, he's not alive. If you can do what you say, why don't you wake him up?
Just tell me what happened.
You could ask him, but he couldn't tell you. That's the point, isn't it? He couldn't tell you.
Can you tell me?
I can tell you this. In that car there was nothing, see, nothing, just talk. It's fair to say, isn't it, that a man like that doesn't think. He doesn't really feel. He goes through the motions of being human because nobody told him different.
Look, you may be the best surgeon in town, but you're not making yourself very clear.
Okay.
What doesn't he think?
Okay, for all I know, he may be a very clever and successful person.
Successful in whose terms?
In our terms.
His terms don't matter?
Yes. In some sense, they don't matter. I know that sounds awful. I probably don't even mean it. Maybe I have the whole thing wrong. The only thing to do is to try to make things better.
In whose terms?
Look, I'd like to explain to you about that guy. He's enclosed in himself. He goes on and on. I get the feeling that he just isn't concerned with other people. I mean, everything else is a matter of taste, a matter of opinion. But if anyone can live on this earth and not care about other people...
So you cut his head off. The thing you really seem to hold against him is typified by what you did to him.
I did nothing to him. He's okay. I put it back on. The head, I mean.
His head.
Yeah, I put the right head back on. In that car, I was suffocating. Not just there, lots of times. We're helpless, really. You as well.
If we are helpless, then we are not responsible. But there is a difference between things. I can hold my breath, but my blood flows regardless.
You can hold your breath for a little while, but if you stop the blood flowing, that's for good.